throughout the week since you left me, I've been writing stuff down in my notes of things I need to tell you or like talk
I'm
about.
I'm so excited.
So I prepared
to hear
myself.
About what's been going on.
I know. And can you believe it? Well, technically not November. When this is out, it's November.
Yeah.
That's crazy news.
I was literally talking about that the other day. I was like, it's so crazy to me that we're already in November. Because like this month, like I do my little November resets on my, mm-hmm. not November resets, just resets for the month on my channel. And I've been filming it this past week. And I, you know, like I plan out my videos for the month, but then I was like, oh my God, I have to plan out Bookmas this month
because
it's November. So I have to start planning out what I'm doing.
I got
four
stressed
videos
over that.
For that.
I planned out Bookmas like when you left, I think like a couple weeks later or like a week later, I planned them out because I started getting stressed. I was like, I need to get this over with now. I need to just like plan it out.
Yeah.
So, and I've been looking at it on my calendar. And I'm like, oh, it's coming soon. You got to start recording some stuff or filming some stuff.
Yeah. The good thing is that I don't know about you. I've come up with, I feel like when you're at the end of the year for BookTube, it's good because I feel like there's a lot of like sit down material is kind of what I call it, where like you can kind of film that video and even just like post it that day.
Yeah.
So I think there was only like two or three videos that it's going to have to take me the whole entire month to film on top of everything else that, you know, we're filming. So this month for like content creation is like a stressful time.
I know. I don't think I'm posting too much in November because like filming like reading vlogs will also when like nears December. I don't want to be like backed up on anything. I just got stressed because I want it to all go out on time.
Yeah, no, it's scary because you're thinking about like, oh my gosh, I'm not uploading as much. But I guess what you have to tell yourself is like you're uploading for like 12 straight days December.
So yeah, it'll be like, worth it.
Won't get it now, but you'll get it later.
Yeah, so you've got to hold
off.
There's still videos in November, but like not as much as usual. Or else like reading vlogs, but like there'll be videos, just not like long.
Maybe it's more like vloggy.
Yeah, definitely.
In November. You're doing more like vlogs. I don't know if you like to do vlogs, but
I did plan some vlogs.
I love watching Sarah's vlogs. Guys, comment below if you love watching Sarah's vlogs.
Because
I love it.
I don't do them often because I feel like they're all the same. And I'll edit them and I'm like, girl, start doing something else. It's always the same thing. I'm just like making my bed. We're running some errands. We're sitting down. Like, it's like nothing new.
I don't care. I remember before we were like friends or anything like that, I used to love, like I would eat up the videos where you were just like doing your vlogs. Like I loved your bookshelf and I was like, ooh, she posted a vlog.
Thank
like
you.
I can remember just being like, this is awesome.
Thank
like,
you.
Yes.
I always feel bad too because when people say like they miss like my old like videos and stuff because I do so many obviously like book stuff now. And I'm like, I can't. And sometimes, like in the vlogs, it's like sometimes book focused too, because like my life is books.
Yeah.
I don't know how to separate it. No.
That's your job. So you're kind of like, I'm going to talk about them regardless. But, you know, you can't win because I went through the posting more vlogs than book content when I was like in my slump. And then all the comments I were getting were like, you don't know how to juggle the two of them because you're doing too much vlog stuff. So it's like, sometimes some people are just never satisfied and you just kind of got to do what your heart's telling you to do at the moment.
Yeah, I love your vlogs. It's like I feel like I'm with you again. Like I feel like we're hanging out again. I'll respond
I almost feel
to
like
you.
Sometimes it's too personal.
Like no, I love it. You're like just talking
you
to the camera
face.
And I'm responding. I'm like, yes, Destiny. No, yeah, I agree with that.
Or I say something stupid, you're like, no, that's not right. And you're just
no,
like
just
screaming
like
at the screen.
No.
Like, Destiny, that's not the correct like thing at all. And I'm like,
no, I love
no,
it.
No. Take me with a grain of salt. Anyway, when we're filming this today, it's Halloween.
Spooky.
It's spooky Halloween, but you know what? No more spooky vibes.
We
it's
are
November.
Done talking about spooky things after this because I'm about to ask Destiny what she's doing for Halloween.
Well, this episode can still be kind of whatever, but we're no longer talking about like the spooky stuff.
Yeah, we'll stop
my plans
saying
for Halloween,
spooky.
Nothing.
That's so funny because me too.
Like I put on the sweater, I'm probably going to get a hot chocolate and hand out candy to kids on my porch.
So that's sweet. I put my spooky sweatshirt on because Destiny had her cute one on, and I put the costumes on my dog. Had to take them off on both of them. They had
cute
costumes.
So cute.
My mom bought them in August. She was ahead of the time. She bought them in August, and we put them on. Mochi was a bumblebee, and Sachi's a ladybug. But they hate costumes. We took them off.
But. Oh, you know what I love? That Sarah gave the favorite dog her favorite costume. She gave Mochi the bee because she loves bees. Don't let Sarah fool you. That's exactly why Mochi is the bee.
False news. False news. My mom bought these. And Mochi's a large, so she got the bumblebee.
Nope. I deliver the real news. This is what Sarah's not telling you. She gave her favorite dog the better costume because she loves bees. That's what she's... Mochi's a bee. She's so BJ-coded.
Stop.
Sachi gets a lot of love from your mom.
She does. She's fine. My brother was home. My brother's like, you know how I am with Mochi? My brother's like that with Sachi. So like, Sachi gets the love. I give her love. Mochi was just like, we got her at a perfect time in my life when I needed a dog, and she's like bonded to me. She can't get out of it. Sachi, I still love her, but like, you know.
It's like Jacob and Renesmee.
Lost me already.
Someone could literally, I think, do a compilation of just on the podcast of how many times I'll like quote something or like mention something, and you're just like,
cool. I can picture Twilight in my head. I just don't know what or who you're referencing. At least I know it's Twilight.
Yeah. Brownie points for that one. Anyway, yay. Do you have a dote for today, or are we rocking with nothing?
I do. No, I do have a dote. I do. I talked about it on my last vlog, how obsessed I am, and I have my Olipop, and I feel like I'm part of this now because I can crack open a can like you do.
Oh my gosh.
I can't stop drinking
them. I'm not an Olipop girly. Why don't we talk more about that? What's Olipop?
Olipop is, I think it's just like a, supposed to be like a healthier soda. Like, this is like lemon lime Olipop, the one I have, and it's supposed to taste like a Sprite, kind of.
Oh,
and they make like knockoff ones. Like, there's like Coke one, root beer, like all of those. And it's supposed to be like healthier technically, but it's really good. My Chris's cousin, I went out to eat with her, and she made me try it, and I thought it was delicious, and I can't stop drinking them now. I tried some other ones, but this one's my favorite. I'm gonna crack it open. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break a nail.
Great, that was a 10 out of 10.
Thank you. Okay, what's your...
Have you tried that flavor before?
Yeah, this is the one I keep buying. I bought like a case of it. It's my favorite, but I have to... This is weird. I don't like... I take it out of the fridge a bit before I drink it because I don't like when it's freshly cold.
Because
the carbonation when it's really cold. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like very super ice cold drinks, period. I don't like when... Something's like very cold from a can, especially. That's not my vibe.
Yeah. Or it's like when you chew, I actually haven't chewed gum in a while, but you know when you chew minty gum and drink ice cold water? You know that feeling?
Me every day at the gym. Every day at the gym.
I don't like that.
And it's always like when I'm running on the treadmill and I'm still chewing the gum and I take a drink of my water and I'm like,
why is you running on the treadmill chewing gum kind of a skill?
What do you mean?
What if like, I would choke on the gum?
I literally, I keep a pack of gum in my gym backpack specifically for when I'm running because I have to focus on like chewing the gum instead of like looking at, like keep on looking at the distance and how much time I've been on the treadmill, because I'm like very bad about that.
Life hack.
So if I give my brain something else to focus on, like chewing the gum, I feel like it goes by faster.
That's actually, I love that. That's like me when I watch 18 forms of content, so I don't think of thoughts. You know, you focus on something else. It's like me before bed. Girls. I have to fall asleep with like so much going on, or I won't be able to sleep.
Something on the TV. Sarah has to be playing a game on her phone. This is all things that have to happen before Sarah can.
I forgot to show you the game I was playing, but it's okay. What's your note?
I just made an iced coffee. I put it in a little mug. For Halloween. It has a little pumpkin on the side.
Oh my god, that is so cute.
See that? Actually, I haven't even tried it yet because I think I talked about this like a few months ago when I bought the coffee machine. I was like, yeah, I bought it. Finally, I've really been wanting it. And then I have not been able to master making a coffee on that thing. Like, all of them taste terrible.
I know.
Like, every single one that I make.
Have you watched, like, tutorials?
Yes. Mm. I've, like, grinded the beans. I've, like, changed the grind size. Like, there's so much.
Is it the flavor?
I don't know. Yes. Oh, that's okay. But they say, like, this little coffee lesson. Like, it's, like, you're supposed to time how the espresso, like how long it takes for the espresso to come out for the shot, and it's supposed to be like 30 seconds or something like that. And if it's not the certain color, it's going to be too bitter. And I just want a coffee. You
know? Like, there's too many rules.
I just probably shouldn't have got such like a complicated machine. I probably should have just got like an espresso where you just pop the pot in.
Yeah, that's what I started using.
Do whatever you want. It's
skill.
Hard. So we have this one today, and we're going to try it.
Oh, did you not try it yet?
No.
Did you like put any flavors in it or anything?
I put vanilla creamer in it.
Okay.
Let's hope that it's taste not test. Terrible.
Gosh. It's hard because you hate bitter coffee, and I feel like chances are.
That one's not bad. I feel like I put a lot of creamer in it, though. Mm.
At least
you
it's
can
not.
Taste like the coffee aftertaste.
Oh. At least it's not bad.
That's our fun little dotes. Anyway, we
fun.
Can move on. So, Sarah,
me.
What are your talking points you have for
us? Yeah,
because I mentioned you have a note sheet.
I don't know why I wrote it in my notes and not the Notion, but I wrote it like...
Well, maybe you wanted it to be a surprise.
No, maybe. I wrote it like in order of what was happening since the last time I saw you.
I'm so excited for this.
So we could start at the first one that I had. And that was when... I think it was a few weeks ago, me and Chris were watching SNL, and we're watching it because, I don't remember who was on, it was Ice Spice's night, and we were just watching it just because it was on TV. And then Travis, and they did the Taylor skit. You know, the Taylor skit, they had like, it's like basically like football newscasters, and they were like talking about, like they were pretending to be like Taylor fans, and it was really funny. And I was like, Chris, like this is hilarious. He obviously doesn't really get it, but I was like, they got it like really funny. And then Travis Kelce comes on the screen, and then we watch Ice Spice perform, and then Taylor comes on the screen, and I'm like, Chris, you don't understand, like you don't understand this right now, how big this is. And then I woke up the next morning and we saw like them leaving and all that. So that was my first point, was Travis and Taylor and their paparazzi pictures and them on SNL and all of that. Was
that was like their hard launch, I think.
Yeah. And it was like a great way to do it.
I'm kind of scared to talk about this because I can't be so loud and wrong again.
We can get to that one.
That's no, but this one was that everybody is theorizing that today on Halloween that they're going to like completely hard launch because they're going to do a couple's costume together.
Oh,
and that
God.
Travis is going to like post it on his Instagram.
You think?
I don't know. I'm done. After I was so loud and wrong, like we'll get into it.
Yeah.
But I can't be loud and wrong again.
But no, I was like so shook because obviously we've talked about so many times she never really went public with all her other relationships like this. So when I woke up the next morning and I was like, this is crazy. All the paparazzi pics. I was just shook. And I was excited.
Insanity.
Yeah. Well,
such a gentleman.
Following this was the Taylor Swift movie we both watched. We both went to see. How did you enjoy it?
I went with my mom. We went on the Thursday before it opened because I don't know if it's just because like I live in Indiana and not a lot's going on, but like nobody was really like in the theater like that I went to. So nobody was like up and dancing, if they were, whatever, because the movie was for like people who can't go to the concert. Mm-hmm. Like you feel like you're at the concert, like,
yeah,
you know, whatever. I didn't care. But me and my mom went, and I literally have a funny video on my phone of my mom singing Cruel Summer and recording the like movie screen like we're at the concert.
Stop, that is so cute.
And I just start laughing because I'm like, mom, we're not at the concert. Like, she's not right there, you know. But we had a good time. My mom, at one point I did start feeling a little overstimulated and I really wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. And not anything about the movie, I just started like feeling like super
it's
anxious
long
and like
to be in a movie theater,
couldn't be in the room. Yeah, I like couldn't be in the room anymore. And I'm not good with movie theaters. That's why I started like freaking out. And I was like, I want to leave. My mom's like, no, I want to keep listening to the song. I want to like stay till the end. Like, I really like whatever. And I was like, well, mom, she's coming here next November.
There you go.
So maybe me and you will go. Maybe I'll take you to the Eras tour and we can like.
You have to.
Together. How did you like it?
I loved it. My theater, it was actually packed. I think it was like the Friday when it was coming out. We went to the night show, me and Lauren. And it was, like, fully packed, but there was, like, a few, like, younger girls that, like, stood as if it was, like, a concert, like, recording the screen and everything, which was, like, it was okay. They weren't, like, obnoxious about it, but there was one girl at the front, like, the very first row, and it started, and she started crying, and then the whole show, not show, but, like, the whole movie, she was, like, singing all the songs, but, like, facing the, like, us. Like, she wasn't facing the screen. She sang the whole thing, like, facing, like, everyone sitting. It was so interesting. So I was like distracted the whole time. I was like, why is she facing us? Why is she singing to us?
How old was she?
She had to be like 18. Like, she wasn't like young.
Oh.
But she was singing to us the whole time. It was crazy. But we had so much fun. Me and Lauren were singing.
She would be like 13.
No, she wasn't young. Which was why I was like so confused why she was singing to us. It was funny though. I think she just like
so giving you guys a show.
Yeah. I think she was just really excited and she like loves Taylor because she was like crying and everything. But it was fun. We got like the popcorn buckets, the like light up little wand, and I brought it home, the drink cup, the Taylor Swift drink cup, and I'm like, what do I do with this now? I don't think I've ever used it. I literally
have mine sitting over there. I just always want to have it.
Yeah, I was like, I had like, to keep like
memorabilia.
It. Memorabilia. Yeah. But, yeah. But it was cute.
Like, people were prepared to fight arm and leg over those things.
I heard that there was...
And I was so excited when I, like, went Thursday and you got it. They were already handing them out. Yeah. I was like, ooh, I feel like I have something that, like, people want. Yeah.
Like, my theater had, like, AMC best friend bracelets. Did your theater do that?
No, my movie theaters never have anything. Mm. Like, they never do the, like, cool kind of, like, promotional stuff. Yeah. It's just always, like, maybe they'll have the bucket. I didn't even think that they would because, like, my movie theaters never have anything like that.
Oh. They gave, like... friendship bracelets when you went in, just at AMC, like it wasn't like a Taylor Swift reference.
Oh, but that's
it
cute.
Was really cute. Like, yeah, it was fun. Just sing along to Taylor Swift for 3 hours again.
Did it feel better than when you actually went to
I
tour?
Told Lauren, I was like, this is, I could have just waited for this. Like, not that I didn't like the concert, but I was just so far up I didn't couldn't even see her. So like seeing the actual, like, everything that she did on stage was like really cool because I couldn't see it from my seat.
Yeah,
it was really good.
It just made me though want to go so badly to the actual, like, Eras tour.
Yeah.
And I looked at my mom. I was like, I guess I'm going to have to save up for tickets to the Indiana.
You guys have to go. I really hope you guys do.
I really am planning on it.
When is it next year? You know, like, what month is it?
It's November of 2024.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be touring for a really long time.
Well, she's taking, like, a long hiatus, like, after the European leg of the tour. Okay. And then doing, like, a few more nights in the U.S., and then it's over.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm just glad that she chose Indianapolis. Why did she choose Indianapolis as one of the cities?
I don't know.
Because she knows I'm here.
Exactly. Because you have to go. You can't. She's going to be in Indianapolis. You have to be there.
She's being there for 3 nights, so I don't know whether to do night 1 or night 3, because I feel like those are, like, you know, the first night and then the last night are always, like, the...
From my experience, I wish I went to night... I went to night 3 for my weekend, but night 1, she sang Maroon and Getaway Car, so I missed my two favorite songs.
And that's the thing, is she resetting the...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess now she has new, like what's it called, songs, like vault songs.
Oh my god, imagine that I got Suburban Legends. I would be so happy.
We should start manifesting it for you. I'm excited.
We did do that last time, and then she ended up announcing she did an Indianapolis show.
I went to the Stephanie Garber book signing. That was fun. It was in the city at the Big Barns, and I thought, like, the only book signings I went to was just signings, but this one she, like, sat down and talked with Chloe Gong. And it was really cute. Chloe was, like, asking her questions, and then, like, people were asking her questions, and me and Lauren, we went together, and we got there, and we were, like, trying to find a seat, because you could just, like, you get your, you show them a ticket, you get a wristband, you get the book, you go, like, sit down, like, find a seat, and we were looking for a seat, and we sat behind these two girls, and the two girls were like, oh my god, hi, and then they told me that on their way here, they came from Pennsylvania, so they had to take, like, a train ride. They said they were listening to Bookmarked on the way over.
Aww.
Like, oh my god. We made friends with them. It was Bella and Kate. Shout out to you guys. You guys were so cute. We sat behind them, and they were so sweet, and then after, they had to go back to the train station. I was like, guys, just come with us. Just come with us. We made friends with them, and it was really cute. So hi if you're listening.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was so cute. But
were the books already signed? Did you, like, just grab the books and they were already signed?
No,
or did you
that's
see
what I
her?
Thought. Yeah, after she, like, talked in the questions, they, like, row by row, you went up and lined up to get it signed, and then you could leave. It was like that. You didn't have to get it signed. I think they might have had ones that were pre-signed, but, like, not with your name. So, like, you didn't have to stay.
Like, it was just her signature, but she, like, put on yours, like, to Sarah.
Yeah, like, if you wanted to stay after and get, like, your name signed onto it. So we did that. We took a picture with her. And I wrote down some stuff from, like, the questions that people were asking, because I thought it was interesting what people were asking about, like, the, like, whole universe of Once Upon a Broken Heart. So she said Evangeline was supposed to be a spy. Isn't that interesting? Like, she was supposed to go, like, to the, like, Magnificent North and, like, be a spy. I don't really know the context of it, but that was, like, what she wanted Evangeline to be.
I feel like Evangeline's character would have been so much different if she would have been a spy, because you would have had to have a little bit of the, like, I don't know.
Yeah, she said
you
Evangeline wasn't going to be a good spy. That's, like, why she didn't do it, because Evangeline's not, like,
yeah,
like, she's a, like, a
her. I couldn't see she her character would have to be so much different than, yeah, like, what she is for her to be that.
Yeah, that's why that didn't work out. And then I told you this one as soon as she said it. I texted you that people were asking who she can not can fan casts the characters as, and she said she sees Jax as a young Sam Claflin. Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, Sam Claflin.
She pictures him as, like, a young one. And I told you that as soon as she said that, I was like, oh my god, Destiny's gonna die.
And that's perfect, because when I read A Curse for True Love, that's all I pictured in my head the entire really? Time. I was like, this is the best.
Yeah, that was cute when she said that. Oh, so there was another author there, and she was talking about how before she made the whatever series, she was talking to that author, and she was telling that author when that author, okay, I keep saying that, that author was writing a book, and Stephanie was telling her that she needs to put some, like, the Jack of Hearts in her book, because she listened to this Bob Dylan song, and it said, like, Jack of Hearts or something in it, and she was telling this author, Stacy, she was like, you need to use this in a book or something. So, I think that's what, like, sparked, like, eventually she wanted to put Jack of Hearts in her book. It was, like, a Bob Dylan song, she said, like, made the idea of Jack of Hearts, something like that. I don't know, but it was really fun and interesting.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, the questions that were being asked were kind of cute. There were like silly questions, some like other ones, but she couldn't go like in depth because there were some people that didn't read like ballad and stuff, so
yeah,
they're just like sweet little questions.
But I feel like if you're at the A Curse for True Love event, like I feel like it should be like you've read the series.
Yeah, I think it might have been people that like came with people that already read it, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like we brought our moms, like they would obviously haven't read it. I think it might have been maybe that, but yeah, it was sweet. And I wanted to read a Chloe Gong book before I went, just so, like, I could have, like, thought about, like, knowing her books, but I didn't get to read any. But she was really, really sweet. They both were. They were both so cute. She had, like, a... Stephanie had this, like, long dress on, and it was, like, giving the vibes of the books. We could talk about Throne of Glass maybe when I finish, but... Or we could talk about whenever you want, because I have so much to say about that series. But when I finished it, I texted you. Or when I finished Queen of Shadows, I texted you, and I said, it's still to this like second is blowing my mind how she created it. And at 16?
Yeah.
16, I couldn't even comprehend anything.
She wrote Throne of Glass at 16. I want to say that this is right, but I'm honestly not too sure. But Assassin's Blade, like all of the novellas that are in Assassin's Blade, pretty sure... that she like had wrote those before Throne of Glass and then kind of built the Throne of Glass story kind of upon those novellas that she had like wrote, and then it turned into Throne of Glass and blah blah blah, which I do think that maybe we should do like a Throne of Glass episode, like after you've finished the series we can do like a full-on just Throne of Glass episode for those of you who have read it. That would just be like us talking about Throne of Glass,
so much
maybe
to say
from
already.
Book to book, kind of breaking it down. I think it'd be good if we did like book to book that way, like maybe if some people like haven't read, you know, Queen of Shadows, they can only listen up to like Air of Fire, you know.
Yeah,
they
you could split it in half
the room.
Yeah,
yeah, but we can talk more about Throne of Glass whenever you finish the series. But
I'm so excited. I have to start the tandem. I've just been staring at it, like just the thought of it is intimidating me.
Do you remember when the first time we met up I was in the middle of doing the tandem read?
Yes, when I was
and you guys were like,
yeah, because you said you were like on the plane and stuff. I was like, I do not know how you tandem two books, especially big books like that, traveling. It's crazy.
No, when I was because I actually no, I didn't finish it on the plane. Like on the plane back home and in the airport when I was leaving like our first collab, I was just like going back and forth between the two books, like in the middle of the airport, on the plane, going home. Like I can just remember like,
and I remember like vividly you saying those. You were talking to Haley about the tandem. I don't know, did Haley read the first ones when we all met? I think she might have read like,
yeah,
and you guys were talking about it, and like you guys were talking about it, but like it didn't really stick with me because like I didn't know anything about it. But this stuck with me is you saying you like the tandem because one of the books, the character that it follows, you're like, I don't know why he got his own book or something like that, and that stuck with me the whole time, and I don't know why I didn't put two and two together. So when you told me whose point of view it was,
the book signing though seemed like it was so much fun. Yeah. And it seems so cute and like a little wholesome event. I don't know. I look at book signing as like a little wholesome
thing. It is, and I wish you were here and you can come to that with me. It makes me so sad because I'm like, every time they start talking, I'm like, Destiny would love this. I'm like, Destiny should be here.
Aww. It's actually so sweet. Thank you so much.
We both did read, of course. We both did read Curse for True Love. Did you stub your toe?
Yes, so hard on my chair. Anyway, yeah, we did both read A Curse for True Love.
We did.
Literally my thoughts and look. No, I was just a little disappointed, and I don't know whose fault that is.
Yeah, right. It's like we were hyping it up, everyone's hyping it up,
but also I think it's just, I mean, but then again, you can't say like hyping it up when a book ends that way and then you've built a story up a certain way,
yeah,
and not expect people to like, you know, like really hype up the next one. It just didn't even feel like the in a weird way, didn't feel like the book belonged in the series. It felt so much different from the other two books.
I thought, too, the way the second one ended, it was going to be more romantically driven rather than plot points that were happening. So I was just expecting that. And it's, like, disappointing when you don't get the romance
because I feel like the other two books weren't very romantic within themselves. Because do you remember when we read them? And I think when we were talking about it, either I just said it to you or I've said it in a video where I was like, I guess I just was under the impression that there was going to be more of like romance in it. Like for how hard people ship this guy, I thought that there would be more of like a connection. And I loved The Battle Never After, but I left that book feeling the same way. So I was like, okay. And A Curse for True Love, it makes so much sense that like in that book, they would be like more romantic.
Because in Ballad, there's like a tension, but like it's not. You don't get the romance yet, so like we're hoping for that in the third one, I think.
And then when you get it, it's for like 10 pages.
Yeah,
and
the book it's just like cuts. Yeah, we both binged it and finished it, but it just, I don't know. I think I gave it 4. Like I think I sat with the 4.
I don't remember what I rated it, but I think I did also rate it a 4.
Yeah,
put it down to a 4.
I just love the series, but
I think it's a 5-star series, but for me, like, when I think about that, I think about, like, the Chestnut Spring series, where, like, not every book, I don't even know, honestly, if I ever rated, I think I did rate the second book a 5-star, that one's, like, my favorite in the whole entire series, but none of the other ones got a 5-star, but I look at that series as a 5-star series, like, I love that series so much.
Yeah, that's valid. Yeah, that's how I feel about Once Upon, well, I think just the second one is just my favorite, like, Ballad is just, like, it was just so good, but, like, all together, it's just a fun series, a little fairy tale type of series.
It's a good starting fantasy series. Oh, yeah. I always say that because you're just kind of thrown into like, it's not even like magic, it's just like if you were reading a fairy tale, like if you're watching a Disney movie, it's the magic is equivalent to a Disney movie.
And the writing, like, is just so
it's
easy.
It's the same thing.
It's not like in depth or anything.
Yeah, if you want to get into fantasy, then you can read that series. Highly recommend. Literally, I think the most simple you can get for a fantasy.
Yeah, and it's fun.
That and Carval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's our 2 cents on that.
Yeah. Literally our 2 cents. We each put 1 cent on it.
Exactly.
It's 2 cents.
I think I only have one more point left. I'm trying to think of anything else I did, but I don't think there's anything else I did. My last one, which I don't know anything about. I just saw it somewhere. Maybe TikTok. But this is more for you because this is your favorite. Fourth Wing getting a series.
I had this on my talking points for today.
I wanted to ask you about it because, like, I have no really opinions on it, but I want to ask you about it.
I have opinions that I don't think you guys are going to like.
Tell us. Is this the same feeling you got when ACOTAR was supposed to become movie/series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for me, it's like so leveled. So I love Fourth Wing so much. Definitely like one of my top 3 favorite books that I've read this year. And that's a broad statement. No, it is.
It is. Yeah, I'm like thinking like 3. It.
Yeah, I know I did. Like, I'm absolutely obsessed with it's like so much. I actually think about it every day at least.
Oh.
It's like up there with like Throne of Glass, ACOTAR.
That's crazy.
Okay,
anyway.
Yeah, I just love, I think, I don't know. But I saw it all over TikTok and I kind of was like, what's this about? Didn't look into it. But then I saw Rekha Yarros post it and then I read her thing and she had said that this has been a thing since like last December, and I was like, first of all, how? Because the book wasn't even out, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, whatever.
I
just feel that production companies are seeing hype with books and trying to capitalize off of it in a way and be like, let's hop on this bandwagon as soon as we can and like adapt this into a TV series when the other books aren't even out yet. There's one book out and you guys are talking about let's make it a TV show.
Yeah, I agree. And it's also hard because when they start, and obviously the author, like, I'm sure Rebecca Yarros is like in on it and like doing as much as she can, probably as much as they'll let her, but it's hard when like the readers are what makes it so popular and hyped, but like we get usually no say in like anything about it. We just have to wait for it to come out and hope it doesn't crush our thoughts and how we think of the book and how we picture it, which is so hard.
That's another thing. Yeah, it's like, because my grievances with the ACOTAR show was that I just don't think a live action format of ACOTAR could ever do it justice, because you would have to have like Game of Thrones level production for that to even be like any bit as like what the fans are like putting it up to be. And honestly, I think for an ACTAR show, if you were going to go the live action route, you should be putting Game of Thrones money into it, because the audience for ACOTAR is huge.
Oh yeah,
it's literally like one of the biggest like fandoms for books, so I feel like you can safely put your money into that and know that people are gonna like really be with
it's
it.
It's also something that
I
not
think
even
it's another thing,
not even just readers would watch it. Like it would be like it would be a show would come out, and I think anyone would want to watch a show like that.
Yeah,
so it's a lot. That's a big audience.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that makes sense. I guess I just don't look at Fourth Wing, no matter, again, how much I love that book. I guess I just don't see right at this moment.
Yeah, making it
from like a standpoint of being like, yeah, this is safe to put our money into. Like, I just guess I don't.
Yeah, it's not completed yet. You don't know what anyone's going to say about the second book, too. What if you guys don't like the second book?
That's what I'm saying.
I've also seen, every time I'm on TikTok and I see like a theory for Iron Flame, there's so many out there that I'm like, you guys are not even going to be excited when this stuff happens because you've theorized every theory possible. Like, you know what I mean? I've seen every theory like you can probably come up with throughout the storyline of like the next one. And I'm like, the second one's going to come out and you guys are going to know the storyline, unless she like really like throws you guys for a loop. But I'm nervous for everyone to read it.
I haven't theorized anything for Iron Flame. Literally, brain is empty. Yeah. I just feel like I just want to read it. Like, yeah. I don't try to theorize it. The only thing I've seen is, like, something with the love interest. And I'm like, I just don't foresee that being a thing.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't think Rebecca Yarros spent as much time as she has building up the love interest to, like, do, like, a Tamlin-style situation.
I agree.
Like, that's not happening. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I have, like, the news. I just feel like everything now, like, if it gets hype, it's getting a movie or a TV show. Yeah. Like,
it's funny because
Better Than the Movies is getting a movie.
Yeah, I think, but I actually don't know. I see posts about, I don't know, is it? I vaguely remember seeing something.
I've seen something, like, some type of production, and I don't want it to sound like, because as a reader, it is cool to be like, oh, my favorite book is getting adapted into like a movie or TV show where like I can sit and watch it. And it's obviously great for the author, because book sales, the money that they're making off of that, like, you always want to see your author's hard work pay off because they have a great piece of work. I don't want it to seem like I'm like, you know, but it just, I guess it's more of a fear, because then it's like with The Summer I Turned Pretty, like, people who haven't read the books but then they watch the TV show and then say like, you kind of went off in some places and like people don't understand because they haven't read the book, so it kind of brings people's opinions down of the books even though they never read them because they watched the show and the show's not that good. Like, all of these different things can come into
so
it
can go wrong.
And I guess it just doesn't make sense for one book to be out in a series that is spanned out to have, did she say 5 books?
I don't know,
I'm trying to remember deep in my brain. It's gonna have multiple books, and then to only have one of them out and base it off of, like, I guess they're basing it off of the huge hype that it had, that they're like, let's give this a movie.
They probably want to post it now because of the hype it has now, so people will see it. That's like, I've seen so many authors or even just like posts about books becoming movies or shows and like nothing else said about it ever again. So,
Love Hypothesis, Beach Read,
all of Emily Henry's books.
But also, I do, because we're in the writer strike, the actor strike, all of that stuff.
They can't go on with
it. I guess we're in the middle of
that
right now, so that's probably definitely postponed a lot of those projects. Yeah.
I'm waiting for an author to let the readers have some say. And I know it's like the authors should have the most say, because that's literally their baby and they created the world and the characters and everything. But like, we love it too.
Yeah.
I did see, though,
that ACOTAR, like, in Hulu aren't doing a show anymore.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that too. Yeah, no longer a thing.
HBO, please pick it up if you want to do a live action.
We just start pitching it to HBO.
Yeah, we just, Sarah J. Maas, I will go on the lines. I will be like, yep, let's. But honestly, I'm not against, I've been seeing this one specific animation style that people have been doing, and I'm like, I wouldn't be against that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be against it, because I just guess I don't, like, people will fan cast Reese, Cassian, Asriel, and I'm like, no one does it.
Yeah, well, it's hard to find a real life person, but if you're having like the other version of the movie, you can like create it to be exactly how you picture it.
Exactly.
It's also fun to watch.
So I'm like,
in that way.
Yeah, I don't know how.
What?
Every time I bring up the animation, I'm like, I don't know how certain scenes would.
Yeah, do we don't need those scenes. We don't need that.
Maybe we can just drop them.
Yeah, make it PG-13.
But I know that you guys wouldn't be okay with those being dropped. So every time somebody brings up animation, it's the first thing my mind goes to.
I never even thought about that.
I always think about that. I'm like, how would you, like, someone's gonna draw erotica?
Don't need that. No.
Could you imagine a court of silver flames?
I couldn't, because I don't even remember what happened in that book. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's the thing, because did you ever see, like, when you first went on to Book Talk, people talking about the ACOTAR series, and you were just always like, I will never read that? Because that's what happened with me. I was always like, I'll never read that. Like, yeah. in the OG Book Talk era, like, I'm talking the Punk 57.
Oh, yeah.
If We Were Liars, like, all of that stuff, when people were, like, posting their tabs and stuff of the ACOTAR series. I remember just being like, I'm never going to read that.
I think it's because, like, I was like a peak romance reader, like, just tunnel visioned on only that genre, that even just the thought of reading about a fantasy series, it, one, intimidated me, and two, I just had, like, no interest. I just feel like I wouldn't like it.
No, my thoughts exactly. But isn't it crazy?
I know, look where we are now.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, the fact that I would look at that and I'd be like, I'm not reading it. Mm-hmm. And then, but not having the knowledge of that would be, like, one of my favorite things to ever exist. I know.
And that's what always, like, spooks me a little, because sometimes I'll read a book from my shelf and it ends up being, like, 5-star. Like, whatever. I don't even know what my last one was. But if I have a book on my shelf, or even if I give it, like, a 4.5, I'm like, this has been sitting on my shelf waiting for me to read it. And, like, little did I know, I have a 5-star sitting on my bookshelf. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
You don't know.
You never know.
We're going, like, just even series that you see people talk about and you're just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, Throne of Glass. Hey.
Yeah. Me not stopping talking about. Do you want to know what it took Sarah to read Throne of Glass? Me not shutting up. That's what it took. I was just like, Sarah, please. Yeah. Please. She was like, I'll read it, like, in the fall. And I was like, no, you're going to.
Yeah.
Because now that you gave me that little inkling, I'm taking that and I'm running.
I saw a lot of people saying they knew I was going to love Throne of Glass over, like, ACOTAR or whatever. I was like, how do you guys know that? How did you know? But I had to finish A Court of Silver Flames, and I couldn't do it. Like, I wasn't really getting there at any time soon.
Yeah.
So.
Honestly, when I think about ACOTAR, I love ACOTAR. I do. I love, like, Hauntar, whatever. But I love Rhys. So sometimes I feel like when I'm, like, I'm just thinking about just him.
No, it's valid.
I'm like, ooh, ACOTAR. Mm-hmm. But when I think about actually just, like, all in all,
like, politics.
Crescent City and Throne of Glass is better plot-wise than ACOTAR. By a mile. Just even the way everything is, like, interweaved in those books is insane.
So insane.
And just the storyline of them. I'm like, they're just way better, like, set up than the ACOTAR books. But I love the characters in the ACOTAR books, and that's what makes me go back to them.
Yeah.
I wish we could take those characters and put them in.
Put them in Throne of Glass.
What's going to be hard for me to do is push you through the two Crescent City books. That's going to be a hard thing for me to do.
Yeah, I want to read the first one. I was thinking about it because, like, December is, like, book miss and, like, not really posting too much. So I was like, I could just maybe read the first one December because, like, I'm not, like, reading for videos and, like, a lot going on. But then the third one comes out in January, right? So
it comes out the day after my birthday.
Oh, my God. Wait, really?
Yeah, because my birthday is the 29th and it comes out the 30th.
Oh, gosh. I want to finish.
I'm begging for an arc. You can deliver it on my birthday just a day early.
We got to let her know.
I don't want anything else. I'm not even joking. Nothing else.
We'll manifest that one, too. We'll add that to the manifestation list. That's me with the next Magnolia Parks book. It comes out on Valentine's Day. So, Chris, hey, I already have plans. Got plans, PJ?
Same with my real Valentine. The first Crescent City, House of Earth and Blood, I think it's going to be a little bit hard for you to get through because it is just difficult. It's just difficult to, like, understand the world and the politics and how everything connects, because that series is just honestly, like, on another level.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you kind of get to, like, the 60% of that book and then it starts getting really good.
Yeah.
But I swear, because I want to go back and watch my House of Sky and Breath, because as soon as I picked up that book, I read it in one day.
That's crazy.
I sat in this chair and I just read it in one day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for you to read it. And then I want you to go and watch.
Yeah, that's, like, what I want to do. I'm excited to do 10
minutes of, no, like 15 minutes of my reading vlog. Because my parents literally were like, please shut up. It is 10 o'clock at night and I was running around my
oh my gosh
room.
Okay,
just,
so I think,
like, screaming.
I think I'll read the first one in December, and if I go right into the second one, maybe I'll just vlog the two of them. Just yeah. Because I'm not really doing anything else. I'm a little nervous. I don't even know what it's about. Not an inkling.
Just go into a blind. I didn't know what it was about either.
I'm gonna. But I trust Sarah J. Maas, because Throne of Glass is seriously blowing my mind. Like, just the way that she could create this and make it all make sense from the first book to where I'm at right now, it's just... My poor it's little insane. Brain could never.
She has true talent.
No, seriously. It's such a canon event, like you watching me read these for the first time.
I love it. I've been gaslighting.
It's so mean.
Out of Sarah.
I texted Destiny. I was like, someone messaged me and said they can't wait for me to meet this character. And Destiny's like, oh, let me look up the cast list. Like,
This was months ago, by the way.
Yeah. This was the second book. I think I was going into Air of Fire or something. Yeah. And someone was like, I can't wait for you to start that and meet this character, like, whatever. And I get, like, not annoyed, but, like, I'm just like, I don't want to know anyone's names. Don't tell me. So I texted Destiny. I was like, who is this? And she was like, oh, don't worry about it. Let me just look at the cast list. Like, I don't even remember them. And it's one of the main, it's one of Destiny's favorite characters.
It's one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yeah.
Someone I simp over heavily. And here's the thing. Sarah didn't know this. Do you want to know why? Sarah, I think this is new information for Sarah that I'm, like, in love with this man. Mm-hmm. Because I purposefully, like, haven't said anything about him because you didn't read. Just, like, I keep people from, like, Crescent City away from you because mm-hmm. you haven't read it yet. And I don't want you to, like, already have, like, preconceived yeah. things about people. So I just keep everything to myself. And it's torturous because me and Sarah talk about stuff all the time. And I just have to be like, and not mention him.
Yeah, I know.
How do you not That's mention crazy. Him? Also, Sarah will text me with any, like, type of book that she knows that I've read and, like, I'm really obsessed with. And she'll be like, do you have fan art for I don't even let her finish the text and it's sent.
She has them. And you sent me. I remember I have fan art. I was reading, I think it was Throne of Glass, like the first whatever, and I asked you what Dorian looked like, and she sends me a picture, and there's like something on the fan art, and I'm like, what is that? And she's like, disregarded. Like, I don't even know why they put it on there. And eventually you find out like what that fan art is. And like,
but that's like the best Dorian fan art, so I was like, I have to send that yeah. one. But maybe she won't look at it and she'll just think that it's like dust particles.
Anything you say, I'll listen to.
But I did gaslight you. And
so
I
many
like,
times.
I don't know. I think, I'm like, I don't know why they drew that there.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm so good at it. Sarah tried to do it to me the other day. And I was like, Sarah, I just don't believe you. Like, that's just not working
on me. That's
so
annoying. Because I knew you were going to guess it. And I didn't want to say, like, no, there's another one. Like, I didn't want you to guess it. You guess every plot twist.
I knew I had you because I hadn't read, like, the plot twist of this book that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, a whole different book. We're talking about The Prison Healer right now. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, like, read that, love that series, and I was reading Prison Healer the other day, and I was texting her, and I was like, is this the plot twist that everybody talks about? Because, like, I guessed this, like, at the beginning of the book. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, yeah, yep, that's a plot twist. And I was like, no, it's not, because people talk about the end of the book, and I know it's not the only plot twist. And you were like, no, Destiny, seriously, I just was freaking out because I didn't guess that. And I said, I know it's not. I know you're lying to me. You're not getting one over on me. I just wanted to know how many plot twists were left to see if, like, I'm right. Why did I send Sarah, like, my guess for the plot twist? And I was, like, kind of right. Majority right. I was, like, majority right. There was, like, a few things that were, like, wrong mm-hmm. in it. And Sarah's text to me was, well, dot, maybe you should have wrote the book.
For me, you have to read the other two.
I do plan on reading the other two this month. Just because I want to, like, just get it over.
Stop. The third book is, like, a 5-star of mine. I loved it so much.
I hope.
It gets more interesting.
Hope, but I hope it serves.
It does serve. There's more, like, politics and lots going on and romance.
I told Sarah, it's funny, because she's reading Throne of Glass and I'm reading, like, you know, something that Sarah is loving. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're both reading this at the same time. We're having opposite reactions. I was just like, yeah, this is, like, not what I thought it was.
You just have to power through the next ones, because the next ones are actually, they get better, I swear.
If you tell me the word, you have to power through.
No, to the next ones. Like, you have to, like, tell yourself to read them.
In October, the amount of comments that I got on Goodreads and in my DMs of people telling me to power through the books that I was reading because I was just like, this is awful right now. Ninth House, The Secret History, mm-hmm. The Prison Healer, all of those off of the top of my head that people were like, just power through to the last, like, 30%. And I was like, girl, do you know how that's 70% through the book? I have to read basically the whole entire book to even get to a good part.
Listen, some books will do that to you. That was like when I read Air of Fire.
That was all month.
I didn't think I was ever going to get through to it.
Oh my god, I am so surprised you felt like that way, because with Air of Fire, I just felt it.
No, you're going to take me out of the setting of the first few books that I'm now attached to and the characters I'm now attached to and put me into that one and tell me
see
to love everyone.
I was so happy to be in that setting. I was so happy.
Oh, no.
I was like
a sucker for, I guess I won't say it, but the setting of like the first few books. I love it when they're like in that setting.
That's like a kingdom.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Do that's you have what's anything up. Else?
No. I tried to think of other things. There's nothing. I'm trying to think of like what I what I'm doing. Oh, this is like not that. I mean, it's kind of funny. Not funny, fun. You remember when you texted me asking what a jelly cat was?
Yeah.
And they're like the cute little stuffed animals. So tomorrow I'm going to the city because my dad's here and we're going to go see him. And we're like in the same area as FAO Schwartz. And in FAO Schwartz, they open like, not open, but like they sell, they have a little jelly cat section. And I'm going to go to it. So let me know what jelly cat you like. I'll get you a jelly cat.
No, the other day I went to Nordstrom and we were looking for like, sweater for my niece, and then we were in the kids section and they had like a little thing of jelly cats. Mm-hmm. Like it was just like a little tiny, it was just all their Christmas ones.
Aww.
And I was searching for the croissant because if they had it, yeah, I was really just gonna get okay. it and send it to you.
If I see the croissant tomorrow, I'm getting the croissant for you. I'm gonna
that is the most Sarah thing ever, the little croissant jelly cat. Look it up.
I want it
is the most Sarah thing ever. It's so adorable. What's and that? So sweet.
I want it. And my favorite is when they pose them like upside down with their feet just hanging out.
Oh my god,
isn't it cute? So cute for no reason. It's cute. And I showed Chris, the TikTok came up and it was like showing all the new jelly cats and I was like, watch this TikTok with me, so maybe he has like a hint for Christmas that I want a jelly cat.
Yeah,
I'll let
Chris,
you guys
if
know.
You don't have the hint, you have it now. Yeah, that can be a part of the no.
He actually said he'll, I think I convinced him to read Throne of Glass. I'm gonna give him Assassin's Blade. I know, I told him, because I'm reading it and some things that are happening I'm like, why is this giving me Six of Crows energy? And I told Chris that I was like, there's like barely romance, like yeah there's romance, but like it gives the same like hints of it, it's like nothing crazy, but you would enjoy it, like because he enjoyed Six of Crows. So I think I got him, I think he's gonna read Assassin's Blade and we'll see what
that
happens.
Is insane.
I know, so I'm gonna have to let you know what he thinks.
That is crazy. I guess I can close it off with I watched the Five Nights at Freddy's movie the other day.
Oh yeah, because I saw maybe a TikTok ad or something. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know Josh Hutcherson was in it, but I saw it and I thought it was scary and you posted it and I was going to ask if it was scary. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did you
it's
like it?
It's not that scary. Mm-hmm. Don't think it was like that great, but it wasn't terrible.
Okay. What would you rate it?
Out of 5 or out of 10?
I feel like movies out of 10.
Yeah, movie out of 10. I'd rate it a 6.5.
Okay.
Now there's a bunch of Five Nights at Freddy's edits on my For You page.
Oh, and that'll do
all
it.
All over it, actually. In my likes. My mom sat down and watched it with me, and a few times she was like asking me questions, and I was like, well, like the lore is that there are kids stuffed inside of these animatronic suits.
Oh.
And she was like, and they haunt them, and they're very vengeful because they were like killed.
Oh, Jesus.
In a brutal way. And so she was like, side eyes me and she's like, I just never knew that you were into this. And I was like, okay, I feel judgment seeping through that statement, thank you so much. It's not weird, and I was into it secretly. I never told anybody that I was into it. My brother was like offering to go watch it. He was like, we can go to the movies and watch it. And I was like, I don't like watching scary movies at the movie theater, like it actually really freaks me out.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to him about it and he was like, he's in the Hunger Games. And I was like,
what? You and I knew that.
No, so I'm like, yes, Josh Hutcherson was in the Hunger Games. Are you joking? I was like, PETA? Like, the most iconic role ever?
Yeah. He was in
Have you ever
that.
Watched the Hunger Games?
I think I watched the first one.
Oh, the second one's the best. He says a line in the second one that, like, eats every single time.
Yeah, I think it, like, not scared me, but I didn't like the whole killing each other thing. It freaked me out. So I don't think I ever watched the other ones.
You have to watch the movie. Okay. It is so good. It's so good. And it doesn't become a storyline, but also Sam Claflin's in that movie, and I love his character.
Yeah, I always wondered, Finnick, like, where he was in that, because I never watched.
I love Finnick so much. God. He did great in that movie, by the way, guys. If you guys haven't watched Hunger Games, like, what are you doing? I love it so much.
I know, my favorite is when
I will watch it again today.
When I read a fantasy, and I'm like, no, this gives Hunger Games vibes, knowing I have not watched it since I was, like, what, 11, 12?
I just want to sit Sarah down and force her to watch The Hunger Games and The Twilight. And I just want to understand, because I feel like those two movies are honestly the ones that I reference the most. It's like The Hunger Games and Twilight.
Yeah, I think so.
And Sarah doesn't get it. It always breaks my heart.
Next time we see each other, we could do it.
I just, that I want you to not be on your phone.
Okay, video forcing Sarah to watch movies, tying her hands behind her back so she doesn't touch her phone.
Oh, we do like a series on our channels where it's like you, like we sit down and we react to these movies, and it's like me who loves them and you who hasn't watched
yeah.
them anymore.
Like, yeah, that's actually kind of cute.
Should I check Instagram and see if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce posted to close out yeah. our?
Oh, mm-hmm. we didn't talk about 1989 Taylor version. Should we like?
Oh
should
my god, save wait, it? We can't talk about it.
Should we save it for the next episode and say, guys, you have to come back next week if you want to know our opinions?
Yeah,
we don't have to do that.
Maybe we can really articulate some thoughts. Give us a full week with the re-release.
Yeah, we could talk about our first reactions because we did text each other at 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll listen to it for a week. And next week we'll come back with full formed thoughts.
Yeah. So next week, be prepared for it to be a Taylor Swift episode. I know some of you guys hate that, so maybe just skip next week's episode if you're not into that.
Don't skip. You're not allowed.
You're not allowed to, but don't comment how much you hate us talking about Taylor
Listen,
Swift.
Listen, that's one of the most. That's one of the main things in our lives.
We didn't do an end of episode fun thing.
We didn't. Do you have anything off the top of your head? I don't. I for sure don't.
I don't.
Let's give our last three books that we loved.
Last three books we loved. Okay. This feels like a summer camp.
Okay. It does. Oh, it's like an icebreaker.
It feels like we're in the cabin and like lights are out, but we're like secretly staying up and we're like, okay, top three whatever. Like, what's your top three favorite?
It's like a Girl Scout.
Now
I have to actually think.
I'm trying to think of the books that I read this month. Same. I would probably say Me Looking Over. Ooh, Caught Up, Wildfire.
Oh, did you love Caught Up? Because I want to read the second one.
I gave it a 4.5 stars.
Dang.
Oh my god, that book ate. The guy in that book, he is kind of described, he's like a baseball player, and mm-hmm. he's described as kind of like Clark Kent. So ooh. I pictured him as like a kind of toned down Henry Cavill.
Oh, okay. I actually know who that is.
No one asked any questions. I guess we can say Once Upon. Nope, that's not
Curse of Your Love.
Nope.
Every other title.
While Sarah is thinking, why'd you have to lead me on?
Okay, I think I have to twist it. Okay. I'm trying not to give two Throne of Glass books. Queen of Shadows. I guess I'll say Crown of Midnight too because I love that book. And oh, Love Redesign. I just read that. So good.
I'm so the jealousy that coursed through my veins.
No, I know, and I didn't even want to tell you that I got it. I know. I'm sorry. Wait, what?
This month I've been so jealous of Sarah.
What else did I do this month?
You went to the Curse for True Love.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you got the Love Redesign arc, and you're getting to read Throne of Glass for the first time.
I don't know how I got the arc of that. It delivered, and I just like stared at it, and I said, what is going on? Who sent this? But it truly was like my favorite Lauren Ashby book ever. So good.
Iron Flame, Betting on You or Checkmate?
I think both of them are.
That book all come out on November 7th.
Yeah.
All of them come out on November 7th. Yeah.
Busy day.
Friday?
I think there's another one, too. Think of it. But I think there's another one that comes out.
We'll find out. So that was our end of episode fun thing off the top of our head. That was actually really good.
Thanks. Everyone go read those books.
Everyone go read those. And while you're at it, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Bookmark.
As always,
you guys know what to do. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube yet, go subscribe over there. Leave us a 5-star review if you're listening audibly. And we love you.
Love you. Always. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.